I should be the VIE.
Because I can't remember, so it's
Sorry. I was just looking at on the day that his name appears on the interview companies like all the other members that was doing the interview, but he made an apology and the people were to the interview, and so I just want to hear that.
Okay, yeah, possibly we should have reached the time of the day. We could have many things up. And it's fine. We will not get much of the country until we get there. Thank you,
Chairperson. And so I haven't received a letter from you, so I'm not sure what happened to that letter in response. I'm afraid I haven't received anything. It was sent by email or something. But, you know, can you advise me on how we propose issues for the agenda, because I'm not sure how we do that as a committee, because it seems that issues, items for the agenda just seems to come through the secretary and yourself, and it's very hard for us as members to put something on the agenda. So can you guide us, if we have something we'd like on the agenda, how do we do that? Do you think guide us on that?
There's no
any
question where it did not come to put from the committee to the action for the entire quota and if only to consider the portfolio committee. And I know I've done that without anything from the beginning of the portfolio committee. First meeting, I bring the agenda for the quota and I have my work to comment. And then after I've adopted it, it's implemented. So one can see the essence coming from the better side. It's not because the better side is saying that way, but it's because the portfolio committee have adopted it. If you go to all minutes, you can date it, you'll find that that's what the procedure. It comes here to the portfolio committee, and I don't know if members recall that there was a 29 issue, you know, and that's how it comes there, and we actually sometimes we treat and so on. I remember the very first time there was, you yourself, Honorable Davis, you yourself said that we called in the Shabuji, that was the first one. We were not there, and we had to do everything. So that's normally how we do it, and already it becomes, I thought I now understand how we do it. Of course, sometimes there would be situations, the night of the first time, where we would like to create a fair agenda and focus on that. That's the only reason why I'm not saying that as well. But I can tell, I talk to members of mine, this is this kind of issue. I think we should sort of take other items or crush other things we want to sort in, and we always accepted myself as you always do. So that's how we deal with the agenda. At the moment, if the issues were, if then it means you didn't receive your response, I wonder what happened, what the actual meeting in the college too. Because if I recall very well, you only have talking about the issue of the SABC as a subject to be done after we focus on the legal opinions. That was accepted actually from my letter. I'll just follow up on the thing. And I apologize that you did not receive a response. The other issue, I can't remember what was it. Oh, it was the issue of meeting to meeting, called the minister. But my point was that I think I did not go against the PRI, but I also indicated that the minister had already responded. She was taking the matter urgently. She will come, but she had already responded at the time to show that she was urgently taking the matter. And I indicated on the letter that the minister indicated that she has an intention to submit a substantial waiver. So if she wanted something to be from me, yeah, it is something that they can share with the people. She wanted some information, the communication between myself and the legal unit. Some of the information that was better from the coming, you know, it's internal communication. But some of them were to the minister. So I just wanted to actually request the minister to agency. Proceed with any intention to potentially recall. So that's where we are. Yes, and say the honorable decision. I don't know. I think that I have to make sure that you get it as soon as the house is free. Okay. Any other issue on the matter? I think there's nothing we can then proceed to the issue of the report. Okay. On the report, the honorable conduct has already indicated. I haven't actually added the revision for now. We just did a rough draft last week with Stephen Coulson. Yes, of course, the Honorable Conduct will please properly because we will inform as a portfolio committee, and it gives us standard acceptance to your party, to a part of the big plan. I honorable David to put the issue and take that question. Okay, I can see. You know what, I think it's correct that you that's what you adopted. You need to then indicate further assignment and put your name on it. But it was honorable, I think that first one adopted to be part of it. Then you can just indicate that further, honorable David was substituted by yourself.
This one from this is the way it is written. We adopted this means, including the Davis name. Then you take as a replacement, which means you just further look, not correct anything. Further look that in the middle of things, then the replacement happens, where honorable candidate replaced then.
Okay, what is going to happen is that after that paragraph, we're going to put that honorable mistake was replaced by honorable candidate from the state. Okay. Okay. Alright, no, let me then go through the report, the property so that we can also see if we call it in other areas. This is a report to the Portfolio Committee on the communication, Portfolio Committee on communication on the field of validation of the independent communication authority. Also, particularly Kappa Council, 6-9 June 2015. The Portfolio Commission communication considered two letters from the Minister of Communication, informing the Assembly that the terms of office of independent communication authority, also particularly Councillor, Mr. William Curry, and Mr. Joseph Leboa, will expire on the 8th of September. And the terms of office of Mr. William Sarki and Mr. Tom Rizotra and Robo on the schedule will expire on the 31st of October. On the 31st of October 2014. So, and informing the Assembly that she accepted the resignation of Dr. Mashia Sukriwa, a Councillor of the Independent Communication Authority of South Africa. With effect to the 31st of July 2015. The committee advised the call. The committee advertised the call for nomination of persons to serve on the Inkatha Council. 85 nominations were received and considered by the committee. On the 17th March 2015, the committee adopted the following names as the subcommittee to shortlist and recommend appointments. 1. Honorable Robert Shepperton, ANC. 2. Honorable Davis, GA. 3. Honorable Dozier, F. 4. Honorable Kutte, CNC. 5. Honorable Day, ANC. 6. Honorable Pekan, ANC. And 7. Honorable Matisha. Honorable David was subsequently replaced by Honorable Van Dyke after identification of that detention. Okay, let's put it honorable Sunday for subsequently replaced by honorable honorable day for subsequently replaced by honorable Sunday from the same. On the 5th May 2015, the committee recommended to the portfolio committee that the following 12 candidates be shortlisted for the interview process. 1. Mr. Dirasa Khai Mukai. 2. Gary Jimmy, Lance Roche, Lungong Tinder, 그래서 말씀을 피테사 부르사 실로몰리세 탄산나데제니 예모인 구자 보테이나나 무카엘레 디마카소 코샤 And I choose my question. The subconscious interviewed all about my history, with a special of Mr. Solomon Lisa, and then I was to do it through on the process. The following names were recommended by the subcommittee. Actually, the second name is just the full report. For this portfolio committee was not reporting to the portfolio committee. We do not have that last part at the moment. So we just said that the reporting of the subcommittee is reporting to the portfolio committee in this form. The following names were recommended. Okay, before I go to names, I just have to remind you, I remember that eight names get recommended in this instance. Only five Kagan should be appointed. And remember, are you with me? So, meaning that is the one and a half that goes with the appointment, so that the minister can do a question. So, in this instance, all remember, we have made an appointment of five and a judicial officer which goes to one and a half, except I cover it. So, I will put you through the name. The following names were recommended by the following names are recommended by the subcommittee to the portfolio committee. One, Mukhele. Two, Advocate Dimaraso Kosha. Three, Lungong Tinde. Four, Tanzania Tendeni. Five, Siemwa Yokuta. Six, Peter Dungwe. Seven, Kere Kimujunyan. Eight, Peres Mashik. The subcommittee is presenting this report for attention by the portfolio committee. Another
one, please. The names you read out on the names we have on this page. The good names. We've got some.
Oh, okay.
Twelve from here.
Yes, no. Actually, I read that and finished it. So I'm on the names that are recommended. If you look at the part of the report on the page, it doesn't have the names, even though now. Oh, yeah, the name is recirculated. Oh, I suppose. No, it's a recirculated question. I don't like what it is, but you have to approach it. And then finally, then they go to the minister to appoint, and the minister then chooses would be sponsorship. Yeah, Honorable Kandai, Honorable Sekai.
So I was going to see that you said that I have been in a written objection, and it doesn't show it here. And I also find difficulty, and I requested that I change it in class.
Oh, okay, so you have put in objection. That should be noted accordingly. What is objection? Your objection?
Specifically, you said
that objection will be part of the talk, which will be noted in accordance to the Honorable Sandberg, correct?
Oh,
sorry. Honorable Sandberg, this is what
I'm looking at. Thank you, Mr. Sandberg. In the interest of also sharing the essence of the will be to the advantage of also commenting please to take care of the short outline of the objection.
Okay, I hope you do not mind that it's all sunlight, but let me take one of the kind.
Yeah, thank you, Jen. Firstly, I'm happy to have my colleague, Honorable Calvary. It will be very much important for her to tell the reason, because of in that day, it must not tell if that day raised the objection. It must be noted to that that day when we concluded all this maze, she never raised any objection. She scored otherwise, and then according to our story, is when the result comes otherwise. But according to the way that I would humbly request the chair that these names must be put on like the way we spot them. Number one is Bonkenga Namuchel. Number two is Advocate Dumagado. Number three is Mr. Yelwai Uda. Number four is Mr. Lumumtiri. Number five is Mr. Kamsaga. Is the way we spot them. So I will request that we put them like that. And number six was Mr. Peter Dingley. Number seven, it was Mr. Kiyabiji. And the last was Mr. Pesimashi.
Okay,
Honorable,
let's start with the last one. The name that was just asked me, he was the presentation of Mr. Malika in terms of scientific scoring. So we all have number one, number two, number three, number four. So we took those who were number one and called them so on. So that was presented and that's how we noted at the end. I know that the board, when you put the names, that's how you count the statistics in terms of the number, in terms of the figure of scoring. So we are making the taking that after showing the report is this week. I would like us to just hear the process. Okay.
No, I do understand, Jack. But the members who scores, they came to the conclusion of those numbers, and then Mr. America came with the scientific, but we don't know how they behave to the conclusion. So this may let us take the ones that were done by the subcommittee. And then also maybe we can highlight it at the scientific story as that is.
Okay, and also remember this one will really create a confusion on my side. Because actually there are also members, can I just remind those that took that took the scoring. We still need to reconcile it in terms of it. We need a situation where if anybody else wants to argue and query them, go to those scoring, they're able to realize that this one got 97, this one got 95, this one got 93, etc. etc. We will actually consider that, but 10 request members to be. Those did not, I know that 2 members who left the scoring paper. We will reconcile those papers as well, the scoring papers from 2 members, and make sure that we go according to that. Honorable Sandbank?
Specifically, before the Honorable Dennis is going to elaborate on the second night, but specifically, Mr. Mishindi, during the interview, I asked specifically whether he, what is his view on the media groups, and the answer that he gave, he part of the reason why I cannot support it, because that, for me, that's a question of freedom of speech. So, for that reason, and in, as I said, Mr. Davis on the opposite level, I have also said there was an empty member that was sitting next to me when the interview was done. She also gave her opinion, and eventually when the names were given, I think she was also a bit shocked about one or two names. Not so shocked, some of the candidates didn't have that with an impression, the impression while the interview, and so they named the kids initially on the short list. So for me, that was quite, but the two women, they looked at, as I said, taking the first time for interviewing the first
interview. Okay, maybe to indicate on that time, it's probably a political decision. You know, I would feel responsible for what they're looking at and so on, but to understand what to see. That's just my observation. Is actually noted, because we know that you did ask it, and we know how we chose to call it true. But actually, we all have better opinions on this one. It could be based on a different political knowledge and understanding and so on. And therefore, it might not be, we really know from them, but what your reason. You did raise it, and then we should be looking at it. Can I take a moment, sir, if I'm...
Thank you, Chairperson. I think we would like to appreciate the response given by the Honourable Member, and we would like to put it on the record that it is appreciated that everyone has its own opinion and everything, but the lack of our response, I think, is totally unfortunate because we cannot get all the members. Respond on behalf of another member, especially when you think it's so efficient, you don't share the same political affiliation, etc. So I would like all of you to make a group of one, especially when you say that a member might not be present today, to respond to you and to the
okay, well, I don't want to get deep into that, but over contrary, you know, there are other problems that you can have, the inconsistency in asking questions, but other members, other panelists, you know, candidates are not asking questions. So it might also create some bit of punish a person based on a person who only asked a question and did not ask the entire candidate. You know, like, of course, sometimes we were not accepted, we wanted to accept it, but the fact of the matter is that it wasn't cutting across all other families. But nonetheless, we understand what Honorable Sam likes, we don't respect the Honorable Sam, Honorable David.
I obviously wasn't a member of the subcommittee, so I can't comment on the interviews and what happened on that day. So I'm now speaking as a member of the full committee, having just had a chance to look at names, and I just want to raise an issue that I think does deserve some further discussion, and that is certainly Ken Kenny. He did put him forward as a candidate for the Media Development and Diversity Agency, and I would just like to get some guidance on whether or not there's a conflict of interest, because of course, if you are a member of the ICASA Council, you will be involved in issuing licenses to radio stations, including community radio stations, which of course is also the purview of the MDBA. But I'm just wondering if there might be a conflict of interest there.
Okay, Yeah, because we actually checked and we realized that we were actually conscious that you can't have a person in APDC and also in the app. And other entities, it's not so much. So we were very much aware that all the entities will be covered in the APDC. So that's something that we can't let you know. We don't show you. That's something that I have. There the conflict is checked out. Any other issue? Honorable Mwase? Can I ask? No, thank you.
With all the explanations that the subcommittee of students asked, I'm proposing that we move forward and know the question of the honorable member candidate.
In other words, you have money for the adoption of that in those corrections and those achievements. It's agenda, then let's talk about the time. Thank you very much, honorable members. Okay, honorable members, then this means that the main issue that we had to discuss now, we're finalized, you know, which can call for the agenda of the meeting. But also, before I end the meeting, maybe just to indicate that our agenda item was sent to that's fine. Anybody who wants to be open so that we can put the question that's correct. But remember then, remember, the DCT issue has to be sorted somewhere. When you look at items that are there, most of them is text. So it means we might request for also the CASA the candidate still needs to go to us before they go to a minister. And you're feeling, the minister can discuss with the English one and can take the ones that she prefers, but she still has to bring them to us. And therefore, upon after that deliberation, then the minister will take the final decision. But normally she doesn't bring with the chair, she doesn't bring who are the people that are trying to consider. And then thereafter she picks up the chair and says, it's a piece. So we will accordingly take the report to the house. We again, it might possibly be the 17th or 18th, the House of Speaker in terms of programs. And members will remember our MDA was stayed for too long before the election. Where, you know, the MDA was indecided, but they couldn't deal with all the tasks that required a board. So sometimes also, you know, the PD, the former parliament, might be paid on the work of the NCT, and we are hoping that we will manage to get CASA on the 17th or 18th, not this week, later than June, and also even there, they will just take a few from other people, and they can only do that after the day, once the portfolio committee has adopted. And can you just provide the next program? Okay, meaning that, okay, we will go to that one, but I know that we've got an agenda item, which is the link, where the minister will come and deal with the memorandum of incorporation together with the SAPC charter, and also we will also have legislation covering the entities of the OC. Possibly we can look into maybe on that day. We did also refer personally to the legal report of your board. This is the immediate meeting that comes after. So I will engage with the department and I will inform you about the time in terms of how the standard with the program. All the issues that are within here that relate to that. So meaning that we will one of the policy keep you there. Okay. Another David?
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to. You know, last week we were obviously ill, and the meeting was chaired by our Honourable Committee. And I did raise the idea that we should, because we agreed in that meeting to re-advertise, I did say that for the vacancy of Ellen Chabalala, which we've already shortlisted five candidates for, that we should then continue with that process. Because it doesn't really rely on the other process you can see, because we have those shortlisted candidates already. And, you know, just to get a quorum for the SABC board, I think it's important for us to find a replacement for Ellen Chabalala. And I was wondering if we can proceed with that process, because that process is already underway.
Only the first part that I said to you, but one of the things is that the El insomma la rende la stessa in the 30-12 and it has provisioned the 80% change. Those remains are given to only outcome. In terms of conducting interviews, what is in interviews for reports, we can do them in prisoner. We therefore will do the interviews as soon as we have the time or the other candidate, as what you said. Also, this goes together with your letter, you said. That's why we will deal with everything after. We are hearing this process with the legal opinion, the hearing of what is happening and how we finalize it. Yes, it definitely will have a task as parliament to fill the present. And it will therefore be important for us to do an interview concurrently. Seeking for interviews, I think, it's actually a little bit, it's also a week of time. It's also impact on our budget, so we want to do interviews. So if you want to do interviews in 2 days, that can be done. It can be done, that we can't do a big time pieces. Actually, we were done it the same as bringing the name in Christmas. Because they were supposed to attend the prayer of it. So if there was that omission and some legalities and some request at the minister, which stands for that whole thing, but now clearly deal with the interview, meaning that we're implementing the broadcasting act. So then we are just going to proceed that way, clearly, and just have finished that investment, so we'll identify facts and deal with it. And we'll just consider the issue of hearing of you. Yeah, of course. You know, we can't fall in the middle of the issue and do the interviews. I agree absolutely with the other people facing some kind of confusion. But we won't just deal with them. Then we deal with it, we deal with it, we deal with them. So we need to take those next, for this other, if we have the best, and then we deal with it. Honourable Davis?
Thanks, Chair. I mean, in my sense, I agree with you that we do need to do this as efficiently as possible, but because we've restarted that process for those other two vacancies, to the extent that we now have to re-advertise, we have to get CVs, it's going to take a long time. And, you know, of course, if we were ready to go with that process, we could put them all together and have them all the interview on the same day. But I just feel now that the delay is going to be such that we don't need to wait for that process to be complete before we interview those five people. We've already been short of, I think, back in February. I mean, we're really ready to interview them. I mean, I don't really... Why wouldn't it be today that any further? We could have the interviews in one morning and we can make a decision and then you could pull one position on the board. Do you see what I mean?
No. What I would say is that I'll consider that next time get back to you. I'll consider it. Okay. All right. No, we've already gone through the program that was written on the Memorandum of Incorporation for Fasting Charter. Legislation and government instrument for various entities under the Department of Communication. And then, yes, well, probably the training program might not stand, but we are heavily, you know, loaded. If you go to the beginning of this election, will be the training program. Of course, I should say that. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I think that's the point that I should have.
Thank you.